If you want to go ahead and turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6. Oh, and I need to cover something else as you're turning there. Something I feel like I need to go ahead and just get out of the way. There's been a recent development, I need to, we could just go ahead and address it. There's been some ladies, sort of a, I guess you could say, a little bit of an uprising of ladies that want to play in the Turkey Bowl. Y'all thought I was going somewhere else, didn't you? I had a lot of y'all worried. I thought your face was like, what's he going to say? But we've got several of our ladies here that would really love to participate, so we're going to let the ladies form their own team, and we'll be gentlemen. We'll let the ladies go first, and so that we can see how bad it's truly going to hurt and just feel the pain a little bit first, but we'll let them go. So if you're interested, ladies, and playing in that, I know we got several, Ms. Vanetta, and of course her girls, and several others have already said that they'd like to play. Hunter, did we get a sign-up list for them yet? All right, it's back there. So you ladies, if you're interested to sign up, I've had a couple volunteer to bring their pom-poms. Who told me they would do that? I appreciate the spirit there. I'm not sure who it was. It surely wasn't Noelle. She's looking at me like, but yeah, it's a family event. We're going to try to make it fun, and you know we need to get out there and be running. All that food everybody's getting ready to be eating, Brother Thomas, you know how that's going to go. And we're gonna need to burn that off. And hopefully we won't be coming in here limping too bad on that Sunday morning. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And you sign up and we'll try to have a good time with those things. I'll have a few prayer requests, but I'll mention those at the end of tonight's message. And praising the Lord for what He's doing. Good reports I'm hearing, and just sense the Lord's working continually in our church, in our hearts. I just really believe He's preparing us for this upcoming Thanksgiving revival as well. And I've talked with the men that are coming and just told them we're praying for them, that I'm just asking them. I'm not even requesting any type of messages. I'm just saying, men, y'all just come and preach what God lays on your heart. And I know it'll be what we need. And so we'll just be praying for them, and we'll talk more about that. But just that'll be, I think, a real exciting time for our church starting this coming Sunday. Well, if you find your places there in Ephesians chapter 6, we're coming to a close on our study of this passage on the armor of God and spiritual warfare. And the Lord has helped me so much in this study, and I've heard some testimonies back that this study has helped you as well. And by the way, don't let the study, even though we may end this series, don't let the study stop. You go back and review these verses. You go back and even break them down even more and dive into them and allow God to just really let the Word get in your heart. And help you as you are fighting against Satan. Ephesians, I'll begin reading in verse number, we'll go ahead and start in verse 13. And the Bible says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication." And that's where we stopped last week. I'll continue reading. We'll pick back up. "For all saints," and then verse 19 and 20, "and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do come before You with thanksgiving tonight. Lord, You're so good to us. Lord, every single one of us in this room deserve to be burning in hell right now as we breathe this air, as we sit in the comfort of this church. Lord, we deserve that. We know we do. But God, who is rich in mercy, Your marvelous grace, God, we come before You tonight thanking You and praising You that You would look down upon us and see our great need of a Savior and show that love that has abounded, the grace that has abounded in our lives, oh God. Thank You for Your mercy tonight. And Lord, we just look to Your Word now and ask that You would help us to draw closer to You. And Lord, teach us how we might be better servants, how we might be better soldiers in this warfare that is raging all around us. And Satan is after us, God. We know it. We sense it. And we're calling out to our God and King, who is greater than all the evil powers in the world. We're calling out to our God that You would empower us, Lord, as we look to Your Word and as we submit to the Spirit of the living God. I pray, Lord, You teach us tonight. We'll thank You for what You do now. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we covered basically the part where it went right in from the Word of God, right into praying always. We talked about the importance of prayer in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual fight. We understood that the armor of God and what it stood for and each part, what it represented and how it was effective and important. But we understand now how important prayer is to give energy, if you will, to energize the armor, to give it the strength it needs. And we talked about how that prayer is at all seasons. We talked about how praying always, and does that mean that we're always verbally praying repetitiously? No, Jesus dealt with that with the Pharisees. But what it means is, I can't remember who said it, but it almost carries the idea of always being in communion with the Lord. Ready to pick up at any moment, any time where you're just talking with the Lord. It's a constant conversation. It's nothing necessarily formal, but it can be informal. It can be either in your prayer closet at home, in your car, in your office, workplace, your house, wherever. We should always be ready to pray and talk to our Lord. And we talk about for all situations, all prayer and supplication. We talked about the difference in the general prayer and between prayer and supplications. Then we talked about in the Spirit. The Spirit who drives our prayers, who directs our prayers, who gives us the utterance and the confidence and the assurance we need. We did talk about how important that is in the prayer life. But then we talked about with all strength. That was our last point. We talked about how important it is to endure, to persevere as an Olympian, as an athlete. You don't just go in half-hearted on things. And God does not expect us to pray half-heartedly. He wants us to pray with confidence. He wants us to pray with power. He wants us to pray effectively by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we talked about how it was not about our fancy words. It was not talking about how long we can pray. I heard in a meeting with D.L. Moody one time. I was in a church, evidently the pastor, either Brother Moody, had called on someone to pray in the service. And the beginning of the service, well, this guy just started waxing eloquent in his prayer. And there was no end in sight. And Brother Moody, he just had liberty to do it. And he just said, well, we're going to go ahead with the service while this fella keeps praying. Because he was just getting way long-winded. Now, don't worry, I don't think I'd do that to y'all. But the idea was, it was time to move forward. Not knowing for sure that man's prayer was in the Spirit. Because people came to not hear a prayer, but to hear a message from God's Word. But they talked about the importance of praying by the power of the Holy Spirit, because it takes perseverance. We all have times where we feel like quitting, don't we? Where do we have to pray? Right now, man, I got so much I need to do, you know, and so much stuff going on in our lives. And sometimes we just want to quit. But that is the last thing we need to do. We don't need to give up. We need to stay in there and pray and seek God's face. So let's move on to from with all strength. And I want to notice the fifth thing here where we'll pick back up where it says for all saints. Look there in your word, in the word of God, where it simply says that last statement and supplication for all saints. Now, you got to remember the context of this passage. Paul was imprisoned. Paul was not necessarily in a comfortable place in his life. He was not necessarily a place where he had great liberty to do whatever he wanted. No, he was imprisoned. He very well could have been house arrest at this time, but we know these prison epistles that he was in bondage. He often talks about that. We'll see it even in this passage. But Paul did, even though he was in bondage, he had a great open door. He had an open door and actually somewhat of a captive audience. He was imprisoned, but he had those soldiers that were guarding him. Those Roman soldiers and others that would be there and to watch him and to make sure he doesn't get away. He had them as a captive audience. And he's writing to these believers here after he tells them about the armor of God. He says, now, by the way, do not forget, as I've mentioned, the armor of God. Please do not forget to pray. Do not forget the importance of prayer. Do not forget that how it will enable you to use the armor that God has given you. It's interesting that we see Paul asking for prayer here as if that he needs prayer. He needs prayer to be effectively ministering with the gospel. And church, I know you know this, and this goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. We will not be able to effectively minister here at the Creek without the power of prayer. We can have the greatest programs. Man, we can have the greatest outreaches, and we can have the brightest lighting. But honestly, if we don't get behind our efforts with the power of prayer, it's in vain. And I'm thankful for our ladies that come every week and meet here for a certain amount of time and intercede on the behalf of our church. And I'm so thankful for those of you that pray for this church and pray that God's power would be upon us and help us to do His work, because without that we won't be able to accomplish God's will. And Paul knew that. He was not going to be able to effectively witness to those guards. He was not going to be able to effectively fulfill God's will for his life at this time unless these Ephesian believers were going to be praying for him. And that's what he says. He says praying always. He says with all prayer, and he says for all saints. Now, can I say something about this for all saints? Before Paul, and that's who Paul was. He was a humble man. Before he asked prayer for himself, he asked prayer for the others, for the other saints. And let me say something about for all saints that I think is significant, and I believe the Lord wanted me to say some things about this tonight. This for all saints, this prayer is without discrimination. Okay? There's no discrimination here when it comes to praying for all saints. Paul did not say, pray for this group of believers, or this type of group of believers, or this denomination, or this so-and-so, and all these divisions. No, he just said, pray for all saints. And all means all. Amen? All means all. He says, pray for all saints. There was no discrimination here coming from Paul. And there was no discrimination, and can I say it just to go along with it, there was no denomination. He says, pray for all. Hey, can I say this? Satan is out to hurt all blood-bought believers. Okay? He's not just after the Baptist, folks. All right? I mean, I believe he is, but hey, he's after any blood-bought, born-again child of God who's trying to do something for God. Satan is after them. And Paul is saying, you folks, you believers, y'all need to pray for all the saints. Don't get in these little cliques, because that can very easily happen. And that was happening, that was a temptation to happen, because we know even earlier in the book of Ephesians, they were dealing with some of that because of the division of Gentiles and Jewish, and these Gentile believers and these Jewish believers. And there was some difficulty there, and Paul was dealing that. Hey, we're one in Christ. Now, listen, I'm talking about in the subject of praying for folks here, okay? Don't forget about the context. Listen, we are to pray for all the saints. And I may not agree with another brother, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't pray for him. You understand that, don't you, church? We have a God-given responsibility to pray for all the family of God. And we have to be very careful. And let me go ahead and say this while we're on this. Baptist is not the only group of believers being used in the world today. If you are at a point, my friend, and I hope it's not the case in my church, if you have gotten so high on your horse that you think that you or your group or your church or your denomination is God's gift to this earth, I'm telling you, you need to repent. Because we are not, I don't apologize about being a Baptist. I don't make any apologies. I know why I'm a Baptist. I know why I stand on the convictions. I don't make any apologies for it. But listen, I know good and well I am not God's gift to this earth. And I know the Baptists aren't God's gift to this earth. I tell you, there's one gift to this earth, and that is the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the gift of eternal life. And anybody that will share that gift, will live for that gift, and seek to make much of that gift, I'm going to pray for them. And I believe that we, out of God's people filled with His Spirit, pray for anybody that's trying to do something for Jesus. I believe that's what Paul would have told these Ephesians, and I believe that's what he was telling them. He said, listen, pray for all the saints. You sitting in a prison or wherever it may be, listen, we need to realize that we need to pray for all. Hey, listen, church, let's never forget that the ground at the foot of the cross is level. The ground at the foot of the cross is completely level. There's no pedestals, there's no step-ups, there's nobody higher or lower, there's no somebody that God likes more. No, we are equals. We are equals. I like what somebody said, there are no superiors, there are no inferiors, we are only equals in the eyes of Almighty God. And I believe it's important that we always have a spirit of prayer for anybody that's trying to do something for God. Now, does that mean that we link up with them? No, because that can cause much confusion. I ran into that in Niger. There were some folks that I knew would cause problems if I were to link up with them in ministry. But that is a different story. Okay, I am speaking in the context of praying for them. And by the way, there are people around this globe, anybody that's been on the mission field knows this. There are other denominations that are gospel-believing, gospel-preaching denominations and other groups that are in places in this world that Baptists are not. You think we ought to pray for them? Amen. You better believe it. If they're doing what... Now listen, they may not agree with the way we do it, but the idea is we're praying that God would take the gospel through that person. It'd be great for us to get a Baptist in that area. If it be God's will and He calls somebody there, hallelujah. But if there isn't, we pray for them. We pray for them that God would use them and God would help them. I'll just give you an example. This brother that just was kidnapped out of one of the cities not far from us where we were in Niger. And this brother had been working in this country for at least 30 years, folks. And he's not a Baptist, but I know he was gospel preaching, had a testimony of holding the ropes, of being faithful, learning their languages, get them the gospel, teaching them about planting churches. And that group of Islamist extremists, they came in and they killed his guards and they kidnapped him. And there's no news on him on that. Several of you have asked, and I appreciate that. Do you think... You think we ought to pray for him? Absolutely. And that's what Paul is talking about here. Listen, don't get so caught up in your cliques and your denominational clubhouses where you think you're the only ones that God is using in this world. That's carnal, that's prideful, And if it's in our life, it's in our church, we need to repent. Because God wants us to be praying for all believers that are trying to do something for the Lord. Even though we may not believe or agree on every little aspect. Now, most of that is philosophically, okay, that I'm speaking about. When there's areas of doctrine, again, that's a problem. I pray differently for that crowd. The crowd that are cults, okay, that are cultic in their teaching, I pray differently for those that claim to be Christians. I pray that God would open their eyes to the truth of His Word. But I make it a habit. I'm not bragging here tonight, church. I'm just sharing my heart with you, what I believe the Lord wanted me to say. I pray for all the gospel preachers in this community. I may not agree with the way they are approaching things. I may not agree with every little aspect, and I wouldn't necessarily do it the way. But if they are preaching the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, and they are reaching souls, you know what? I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray that God help them, that God protect them, because don't you think Satan is going to be after people that are trying to make a difference with Jesus Christ? I might get some emails on this one, but that's all right. It's the Word of God. Pray for all saints, he says. Paul says, pray for all saints. And moving right along here, he says in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Verse 19, and for me. Now he goes on for all saints, and then he goes to more personally for Paul here. Paul was a gospel preacher. He was a gospel witness. And this is what he's asking for prayer. He says, and for me, that what? That utterance. That utterance. Now that word utterance is the Greek word logos. It simply means word. That the words may be given me. And what does he say? That utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly. All right? And then he says, to make known the mystery of the gospel. So we see here, not only does he ask prayer for all saints, but he asks prayer for speaking, for sharing the gospel. Hey, this is an excellent prayer for all of us, church. As we get ready to enter into the new year, God has laid upon a plan in my heart that we're going to go, as long as He lets us, and being more effective in reaching our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It will involve the whole church. It will involve every church member. I'll be giving you more, but I'll go ahead and give you some tidbits. There will be some that will be going door to door. There will be some that will be just doing blitzing and canvassing, putting flyers out. There will be some that will be talking to people. There will be some that will be staying here and holding the ropes and praying and asking God to have mercy on the messengers of the gospel and helping them and praying that we might have utterance. Because that will make a difference, friend. And listen, there is not one of those categories. Everyone in this room will fit in one of those categories. There's no excuses there. We should all be willing to be put in one of those categories so that the gospel may go forth with great power, as Paul was asking these believers. He said, pray for me that I might have utterance. There's a parallel passage of this over in Colossians. In Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4 says this, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. He says, with all praying also for us. Why? That God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. Again, these are the prison epistles. That was Colossians. That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Oh, friends, I wish I could adequately express the importance tonight of us praying, not just for general things, yes, but praying. I'm talking about praying specifically in our gospel ministry. In us spreading the gospel in Jackson County and surrounding towns and counties, that we could just pray that God would give us the words, that God would give us the boldness, that God would give us the clarity as we go out for Him. Utterance. The power for speaking. You know, he says, first of all, about this utterance, what does he say? He says there in verse 19, utterance may be given to me. Those words, the first thing about this utterance, he says, that I may open my mouth boldly. I don't care how much of an extrovert you are. I want to tell you something. You have got to have the power of God on your life if you're going to share the gospel. If you're going to effectively share the gospel in a gracious way, in a clear, concise way, in a bold way, it is not going to happen outside of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. He has to give us utterance. He has to empower us. And He will as we make ourselves available. And that's what Paul is saying. Now Paul, he's sitting here in prison and he's asking these believers, would y'all pray for me that I would have the words to speak, that I would have the courage to speak. That word boldness there means fearless. It means confident. It means freedom in speaking. Because if there's one thing for sure, when you start to talk to people about the gospel, every distraction you could ever possibly think of will try to come in. You've witnessed that. You've seen that. You start getting concerned, or perhaps the person that you're talking to throws you a curveball. And then you just, boy, your mind starts going, your heart starts thumping, you're like, what now? And I want to tell you something, it will surely help as a brother and sister in Christ are praying as you're doing that. That's why I like going with somebody else door to door, because if I go, I'll say, listen, this time if you talk and I'll do the praying, or vice versa. Because I'm praying for that person that's doing the speaking. Listen, oh God, please give that person utterance. Please help them. Please help them say the right things at the right time with the right grace. And that's so important for effectively sharing the gospel. And that's part of the armor of God as we go out, is empowering our armor as we go out praying for each other, praying as the messengers go out with the gospel. But not only do we see this idea of courage, but look where it says, he says, that I may open my mouth boldly. And notice the second part. It says, to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now this is, I would say, not only courage, but I would say clarification. Because, boy, I'm telling you what, the gospel is so important, and it is simple, but it is so important that we share it clearly, that it is presented in a way that makes it clear and concise to the person we're talking to, and we need utterance to be able to do that. We need prayer and God's Spirit to empower us to make known the mystery of the gospel. You've been there. I've been there. You're talking to somebody, and man, your mind just draws a blank. This person asks a question that you were not prepared for. And it's just, you almost think to yourself, well, what do I do now? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You just ask God, God, help me to speak your truth right now. God, give me utterance. And you may not know the answer to their question, okay? And that's okay, by the way. We'll talk more about that. It's okay if you don't know the answer to their question. You can say, I'm not sure about that. I will get back to you, though, and come back. That's perfectly fine. But what you can do is you can just speak the gospel. God will give you power. God will give you utterance just to speak the pure gospel. And that's what he's saying right in here. He's saying, Paul, if anybody could share the gospel clearly, if anybody could share the gospel boldly, it's the Apostle Paul. Now you think about that. But here and he is crying out to these Ephesians, please pray with all supplication, with all watching and perseverance. Pray for all saints, brethren, and please don't forget me, that I might utter the gospel clearly, that I might utter it concisely and effectively. He was asking this prayer for speaking the gospel. And by the way, this is not just for us when we're sharing the gospel for salvation, but it's also speaking of giving the truth of God's Word even to believers. And I say that because this weekend, we're going to be starting our Thanksgiving revival. And tonight, as we get ready to break up in prayer, I'm praying that we pray just for these men that are coming, that God would give them utterance. That God would give them courage to speak what God's put on their heart. That God would give them the understanding of the passage that He's laid upon their hearts, and that He, as these men come forth and bring the Word of God, that it would just be with power. And we're gonna, when we break up in prayer, and I'm asking you to pray throughout this week, and I hope you have been, just, Lord, please, we need revival. Would You empower these men that are coming to minister to us? And speak to us, Lord. Give them utterance that the gospel may have great power. You see the importance here. You see the importance of us praying that the Word of God may go forth with great power. You know, I remember on one of those long bus rides that I would take sometimes from the capital up to Agadez. It was about a 17-hour bus ride across the Sahara Desert. And actually, it was on my way back. I got beside this guy, and of course, he was a Muslim man. You know, 99%. So you know, that's pretty much who you're going to be sitting beside. And I was just thinking, Lord, this is going to be a long bus ride. And Lord, I really don't know what exactly to say to this guy, because I know how hard they can be. And Lord, I'm just praying that You'd give me utterance. And sure enough, because of the language barrier, I was learning the tribal language at the time, and I had just so happened to be working on Acts 16:31, and so along that trip, I was able to bring that out and ask if he would help me to learn that verse, and sure enough, he did, and he responded well to it. I can't say for sure if not if he made a profession of faith. He didn't express that to me. But I was just praying, God, I need utterance right now. I need help to be able to share Your Word effectively. And God truly answered that prayer. And He'll do the same for us as we go forth in this gospel ministry and for the Lord Jesus Christ in this community. Because I know it can be sometimes it can be a little depressing, can it? When you go to every door and it's like, oh yeah, I know Jesus. I know Jesus. And then you start asking some questions and you start finding out, wait a minute. We need utterance, folks. We need to know what to say to these dear folks that have been deceived, to thinking that they know Christ and they do not. We need utterance to be able to effectively minister to them. And that's something that I believe as we fight in this battle against Satan, we don the whole armor of God, I believe we will empower our armor by our prayer time, by our prayer ministry. And if your armor is weak, I want to tell you, most likely, when I find out my armor is weak, it's because my prayer life is weak. I'm not empowering my armor. I understand my armor. I can don my armor. But if I'm not empowering it by the ministry of prayer, it's going to be very weak. And we're going to pray that God help us to do His will in this church with His power as we pray that God would give us utterance to speak His truth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. So.